Welcome to the EDUCAUSE Review Online Podcast. On this podcast, we feature an interview with Linda Baer, Senior Leading Consultant and Founder of i4Now Solutions. Linda previously served as Senior Program Officer for Post-Secondary Success for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I started our conversation by asking what groundwork an institution needs to lay when hoping to develop an analytics initiative.
First, you have to decide what's the solution you're really targeting. What matters the most? What's your pain point? What's your issue of the day? I would say, you know, when your president gets up in the morning, what's been the headache? What's been the issue on the plate? That's one way of looking at how to implement it. But I think if you really want to go about this very seriously and for the long term, you should be doing an organizational audit on where you are with your data to date, where it resides, how accessible it is, what's your infrastructure and capacity, not only in terms of the tools and resources, but also the people. The other thing that's really critical is the culture. There are campuses that are very, very data rich, and they are in a culture of what we call a culture of inquiry, where they would automatically seek out the data and people would have access to it to improve what's going on. Basically for students, oftentimes it has to do with their productivity as well in relation to overall campus enterprise work.
With all this data available, is it possible to misuse the data?
Always easy to misuse the data. Data have been misused. The issue more has to do with what kind of parameters do you put around it? Do you have trust in the communication you use? What we used to find often was the idea of data for performance, so you made a targeted goal or you didn't, and there might have been consequences, versus continuous improvement. And there's always a fine line. I generally would say to people, you're not going to have control over who uses the data. So make the data the best it can be, trust it yourselves, and use it to the best purposes you can. And that's sometimes the best you can do.
What steps can an institution take to really get started with analytics?
I would say first start where you are. Many of the tools that are beginning to be used in the classrooms start as faculty taking paper and pencil or computer Excel sheet and keeping track of things. So you don't have to start with this big grandiose plan, but begin with what is it you want to be monitoring. And say it's student success, then what are the measures that you think would best help you understand where your students are and where they're going? So that's a place to start because it begins that culture of inquiry, that idea of, well, we don't have to wait 4 years till when we can afford something. On the other hand, there are products that are incorporated in some of the products that are already on campuses, and you should be exploring what the full capacity of some of those tools end up looking like, and can you expand the use of things you may already have. One of the surprising things is many of those kinds of opportunities are not being used. That is, some of the tools that are being purchased aren't used to their full capacity. So one of the things I would say is have deeper dialogue with vendors and with the people supplying some of the tools you already have to find out what else you could be doing with those tools.
What do you say to those that argue that analytics commodifies the student experience?
I believe it's our responsibility to do the very best we can with students. I think that the learning opportunities are rich in a lot of places. They aren't as rich in other places. But the other thing is, no learner is the same. Everyone is unique. And this allows, that is, these kinds of analytical tools, allows us to further customize and personalize to that student and to the learning moment. So I'm not afraid of commoditizing what's going on there. But I think faculty have to understand this is a great tool for them, that we can now almost revolutionize learning, and far more people than ever before can be successful in learning because we can find where their pain points are, where their weaknesses are sooner, and continue to move them toward the goal they want to achieve.
Thanks for joining us today, Linda.
Thank you.
Linda Baer is Senior Leading Consultant and Founder of i4Now Solutions. You can find more audio and video on the new EDUCAUSE Review online magazine at www.educause.edu/ERO. I'm Jerry Bain. Thanks for listening.